Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Lamed Zayin, Siman Beis. So we spoke about the different types of shurim that the Chayodim is going to be using. I want to clarify one or two more points before we do the actual Siman. The Shmur brings, it's based on the Gemara, that the Shirav that Nikav Kekanis Mashka means that the liquid will come out tif achar tif, means drip after drip. So it's not pouring out at one time, it's dripping. But it's a very quick succession of flow between the drips. As opposed to, Moitzi Mashka will take much longer. When it reaches a point where it's not just drip after drip, but it's just, there's an actual flow. So that's still called an Alacha Kanish Mashka. But it's a relevant shear we're going to see, because when you wash your hands, you need to wash with a flow. It cannot be coming out drip after drip. It has to be a full flow. So we want to know what the status of a kli is when it's in that state, because that'll be relevant in regards to if I want to wash through where the hole is. Is that permitted? Is that required? Possibly. The next shear up in regards to tumah, that the Gemara says in Sefer Shabbos is Mutzi Zayis. So the hole is large enough that a olive would drop out through the hole, could drop out through the hole. And that's for sure Levatel, the Shem Kli. Now, the next step is we have to know that this whole discussion of the Gemara over there in Shabbos, which makes these different levels, Mutzi Mashka, Kenis Mashka, Mutzi Zayis, is all talking about klicheris, in regards to other types of kelim, the shurim of the being mitire them through shvira, or taking out the status of a kli that they won't be makabel tuma to start with. So a kliates, actually the shear is that is kemoitzi rimoin. Which is the Mishnah that says Caleb, that as long as the hole is small enough that a rima will not fall through. I'm not sure exactly what size rima. The Mishnah describes a type of rima, but I'm not sure exactly how big that is, but it's obviously much larger than a kezias. So until it has that hole that size, it's still makabatuma. Kli mateches, it depends on what the usage is. Kli aids, the Chazanis writes that once it gets a hole, you'll be miyachid for something else. Klimatechis, so you can fix them. So you will fix them and keep it for this usage. Meanwhile, it's not usable for this usage. So it comes out that klimatechis actually can have a smaller shear to remove its din of tumah than kli eitz. But either way, it's larger than kli charis. Here we're discussing the shurim of kadosh mashka, etc. So the assumption of most of the poskim is that the rules of what's mevatel a kli in regards to the halachas of Matil Sidayim, that the kli has to be able to hold the revius properly, is not contingent upon the halachas of Hilchus Tumah. However, there is one way that they do where there is a connection between the two, and that's if you get a hole which is large enough that will be mevatel from a shem kli in regards to Tumah, so that it loses its status of a kli. So we need two things. It should be a kli, and something which is broken enough that it's not no longer has the name of tuma is not a kli. Beyond that, we need a kli which is machzik or revius, and therefore, if it has a hole, even if it's considered a kli in regards to kli eitz or kli mateches, it's considered a kli still with this type of hole. But if this hole will preclude it from holding the shear of a revius, it's not a valid kli for the purpose of the tilus shadayim. Okay, with that background, we'll be able to start the siman. So, Hashem, tomorrow we will do the actual siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.